800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free. You could bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We call this the Friday night edition, and it doesn't really differ from the other nights that we do, except for Torgo's here.
Which makes it the best edition.
We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, that's okay. We give you archives for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, the last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in like all those other talk shows want you to do. We just give them to you. In fact, you can sign up for the podcast, and then we'll give you the archives automatically. You don't really even have to lift a finger at that point.
It seems like all the other talk shows want to have all kinds of information about their people that log on to their website. So they ask you all these questions. We don't do that.
No. We're just glad you're there. That's all. So go get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you scroll down past day number 6, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with months' worth of the show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
So this is not a show about guests necessarily, but from time to time, we do have some guests. I think we could probably count the amount of guests we've had in about 3 years of doing this show on one hand.
I think so, too.
And we tend to repeat them because we like our guests, and one of them is Internet superstar Drew
Curtis. I knew
you
were going to say it. Yes! That's what I came here tonight for you to say Internet superstar.
Well, I mean, how else would you define an Internet superstar, right? Beyond
he fits.
What he does. I mean, he is the owner and operator of FARC.com. And, Drew, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You are on with Ian Torgo and Manwich as usual. So you mentioned to me earlier that you were planning on being a little bit tipsy tonight.
Oh, yeah. I started drinking about 2 o'clock this afternoon, so I'm doing great.
It's good running a website for a living.
Yeah, there are some advantages, and this is one of them.
Nice. So what we're doing tonight, Drew, is we have requested that FARCers, and again, if you've never been, FARC.com is probably one of the hottest websites on the Internet. I think our board op said he checked the Alexa rankings, and you were up in like 200 range or something like that?
I don't know about that high, but that's all bogus rankings anyway.
Thank you. Someone else speaks up. I was just like, oh, yeah. Oh, good. Well, that's nice that we know his Alexa rank for the dumbass people who were able to download and install the Alexa toolbar.
I understand.
You're
that.
Way up there, Drew.
I understand
that. Amongst people that like spyware, we're ranked real high.
But to be fair, I mean, it does generally show some level of popularity. Your site is more popular than freetalklive.com, and it does show that. So
that's why you're here, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really kind of trying to ride your coattails for about 20 minutes.
I just figured it's because I was drunk.
Oh, actually, that's what I told him. I said, we don't get enough drunk callers these days. We started, well, you have to understand, Drew, we started the show on FM, an FM talk station way back in the day. And now we're syndicated. We do have one FM talker in our syndicated lineup, but it's not the same kind of hot talk FM that we've been on. You know, hot talk's kind of like your Tom Likas, your Howard Stern kind of shows.
Hot talk is your, hey, we got women in the studio and they're going to get topless. That's right, topless women on the radio that you can't see.
Yeah, we never did that on our show, but we started on that kind of a station. So
we
naturally we had more drunks calling in, especially since we were a night show. And if it was Friday night, it was guaranteed somebody who was wasted was going to be on the phones at some point. So it's nice to have that feeling back.
Sometimes
I'm glad I could help you all out. It's a good time.
Sometimes they were wasted shooting shotguns. That was really fun.
So what we're doing tonight is we've come up with this idea. We did it last time we had you on, but it's more successful this time because we've promoted it better. Anyway, what we've done is we've created the Ask Drew email address. So if you have a question for Drew Curtis from FARC.com, you simply email it to askdrew@freetalklive.com. We will select from them, and we'll read you questions. And then you'll drunkenly answer them.
So, great. Drew, that's what I'm good at.
Drew, I've got the first question, though. Because we come out of Tampa Bay, Florida. Why do you think all the weird news stories come out of Florida?
I actually have no idea. The only thing I can figure is that it's a little microcosm of United States society.
because it's a bigger state.
You got your Southerners, you got your Jewish immigrants, relatively speaking, within the United States. You've got, you know, basically everybody who's immigrated there. And mixed up all between, you just got the craziest amount of stupidity.
That's true. Plus, we got a lot of New Yorkers here as well, which might be a factor.
Actually, I think that's everything.
Maybe so. All right, so here we go. From the listeners, from the Farkers, who spotted this on Fark.com earlier today, and I suppose we should mention what Fark.com is, for those of you who aren't in front of your computers right now. Some people are calling it a blog nowadays, Drew. Would you think, is that an accurate description?
Actually, I don't think so, because I think blogs have a lot of opinion involved in them, and we try to weed it out, or rather, we try to spin the dial really hard one way or the other on the opinion.
I think
it doesn't really reflect what we think. It kind of reflects more we're mocking what everybody thinks. If that makes any sense?
Absolutely. There's not one political ideology that's on that site. You make fun of everybody.
Right.
Equally on Fark.com.
It's a news / satire site.
Exactly. That's what we're running for.
I would call it a news highlights site, like a more of a bizarro news. I mean, you do have some serious news.
All the serious news goes on there.
From time to time, like the breaking serious news will show up on Fark.com.
The stuff people should know.
I'd say 90% of the content is fun, interesting articles, which some stuff you will not see anywhere else. I mean, you do such a great job of collecting stories from across the web, and it's not just you, it's all of the Farkers. You've created this community of, I mean, literally probably hundreds of thousands of... How many registered Farkers are there, anyway?
We've got about 250,000 right now.
Gosh.
And you're absolutely right, too. I mean, we're not really scouring the web per se, we're scouring the submissions, so the site wouldn't be anything without the people that read it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of like this show. It wouldn't be anything without anybody listening to it. So thanks to the people out there who use Fark.com, they submit all these interesting stories. And, in fact, if you're a Total Fark member, which is $5 a month, you can get into the Total Fark area, which actually shows you all of the different submissions that people are making throughout the day. But only some of those submissions get actually approved or greenlit for the front page of Fark.com. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And plus, I understand you get more boobies section, too. More
you do, actually. You get about 100 links a day, at least.
100 links a day?
That's a full-time job.
As far as my drunken not in front of the computer self would be able to tell you, it's 100 links a day, as far as you know.
Woo! Now, because there's only maybe one boobies link a day.
No, there's a couple. There's
no,
a couple.
That's the truth.
No, it is true. It's only about one a day. We try to keep them to a minimum. There are very few actual quality ones that get submitted.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough. Yeah, that's got to be an interesting part of the job is approving. You know, deciding what is the hottest woman to approve for the boobies link, because there's some not safe for work stuff on Fark. And the cool thing about Fark is you guys actually label everything that's not safe for work. So those of you who are at work while you're surfing Fark, which apparently is a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be me included.
Me too.
Apparently, as a lot of people, you can you know, be careful about the boss seeing you looking at things you're not supposed to be looking at. So you're looking out for your users as well, Drew, which I think is good.
Yeah, we're doing very thorough research on every boobies link submitted. We're basically all over that. No matter what it takes, we'll be there for everybody that reads the site.
That's why I love Fark.
By the way, if you want to talk to Drew Curtis, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. I think you've got some questions that you pulled from the thread, Torgo, so we're going to get to those.
Right.
I want to start with one that they actually emailed to askdrew at freetalklive.com. This one from Thomas, or Guinness Ferry. The question is, have you, ever fantasized about a Farker in that way?
Actually, no, I haven't. The main problem is I don't read enough of the comments links to really fantasize about anybody, to tell you the truth.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't really have enough time, and when you read 2,000 news articles a day, on top of that and a heavy drinking schedule, you know, there's not a lot of time left for anything else.
I'm too busy being drunk to fantasize.
Give us an idea how many comments there are.
You know what? I think there are over about 4 million recorded right now.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. We're going to, if you can hang on, Drew, we got more questions for you. All right. 1-800-259-9231. It's Internet superstar Drew Curtis. He is the owner, operator, amazing person who is behind Fark.com. We're going to come back with him. Your questions, ask Drew at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Superstar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, whatever goes. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, of course, we probably have some extra new listeners tonight. Those of you coming from FARC.com, welcome. Some of you might be interested in the Shrine. It doesn't quite qualify as a boobies link, but there are some boobies on there. They're obscured, a little covered up, but I think it's worth looking at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we're lame.
The Shrine of Female Listeners. Well, you know, we've got to be kind of mass. We've got to be general audience. You know, we're not an internet show necessarily. We're also on the radio as well, even though we have a very large internet following.
Yeah, you're lame. So anyway...
Let's see. Torgo's days are numbered on the show. Going back to the phones, looking for a new co-host. Drew, you looking for a job?
No, I'm pretty good right now, actually. I like all this drinking stuff, so I'll stick to it.
Oh, you can drink and be on the radio. Come on. Haven't you ever listened to those morning shows before?
Oh, well, then I'm in. I'm definitely there.
We actually used to work with a guy, an old man,
He's dead now, unfortunately, and I don't think the drinking had anything to do with it. But he used to come in and do. He used to work on like not the oldie station, but kind of the easy listening station.
Easy favorites.
He'd come in drunk. He'd come in with alcohol and drink in the studio and do his air shift
and smoke the filterless cigarettes
in the studio. So you can definitely be a drunk on the radio, no doubt about it.
Oh, well, I'm totally there then. Let's do it.
So we're doing Ask Drew. You can email your questions to askdrew at freetalklive.com. We have Drew Curtis on from FARC.com. You are the founder, the creator, the god of FARC.com, internet superstar. I'm saying it just for you now.
Are you trying to get a date? What are you doing?
So we got questions for you. Torgo, you've got the next one.
All right, so Ian's pulling questions from emails that we received, but also on FARC with the link to the website and about the fact that Drew was on the show tonight. There's a comments thread, and there are some good questions in there. And this is actually one that I've been wondering for a while, Drew. So question is, how are you not Hitler?
You know what? I have no good answer for that. I think I'm a little more relaxed, and I've killed 6 million less Jews.
There you go.
Well, I guess related to that, how do you pick up women when you have a very large bald spot and bad breath?
Well, I've got to have bad breath.
Apparently a large bald spot.
That's right. No, I've been married for 7 years now. So
7 years? That's pretty impressive.
No need to pick up the women. I could just go to the nudie bar like everybody else.
I'm sorry, Manwich is trying to mouth to me, and he should know better by now that I can't read lips.
He was going to ask what the average, the average marriage is, and I was telling him it's 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, okay, it's right on the borderline.
Did you do your research before you got married earlier this year, Manwich?
That's all I'm even shooting for.
You're on 7 months right now.
That's about right.
Okay, and I'm getting married again next year.
Well, since we're on
again, that's right.
But to keep up the continuity, it's his seventh marriage. So
since we're on the subject, Drew, well, do you have any tips for Manwich to have a long and happy marriage as someone who's been married for 7 years?
You know what? I don't think so.
Stay drunk?
I
mean, it's got to be something.
I'll tell you the truth. I think drinking heavily helps a lot. Helps
okay.
you cope.
There you go.
That's all
Wait,
I got.
Drink heavily and snort Coke? Is that what you said?
Rum and Coke.
No. Get on the internet. That'll work.
Okay.
That's just wishful thinking on your part.
I got you. Torgo, next question.
All right, next question. Someone looking for love advice. How can I get into Jessica Simpson's Daisy Dukes?
Huh, that's a good question there.
And if you were going to give somebody advice, see, just completely unrelated questions to anything you normally have to answer on a radio show, how would you suggest someone who spends a great deal of their day reading FARC.com, so that gives you an idea of who we're dealing with here, which actually could be anyone, but how would you recommend they go about getting a little action with Jessica Simpson?
Well, I think here's the problem, really. I play soccer 4 nights a week, and after I get done playing, we go out to the pub every single night, and it's usually one of the pubs near campus. And it's really kind of funny. You watch the college chicks walk in, and they're very easy on the eyes, but God forbid you have to start talking to them.
Oh, yeah. It's awful. I mean,
I have a feeling the same applies to Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Very easy on the eyes. God forbid you have to start talking to her.
Now, are you suggesting she's vapid and a little bit dense?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, have you ever seen her speak or heard her speak for more than, like, maybe 2 seconds?
No, because I always tune out. I don't care what she's saying. She's got large jugs.
It's just difficult to carry on a conversation with somebody who's 10 years your junior. Mm-hmm. You know, like a decent conversation where you feel like you're engaged as an equal.
Fair enough. Here's another one for you. Drew Curtis from FARC.com. If Vin Diesel played for Duke, would they still suck?
Yes, they would, without a doubt. In fact, they would suck worse.
What's the Duke thing about? That's one of those Farkisms, right?
I was born and raised and still live in Kentucky, and we've got this basketball team that tends to run into Duke about every 3 or 4 years in bad circumstances, and it never works out for either of us.
I see. So since you've been growing up, Duke has always been suckage, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Duke is kind of like the Yankees of basketball.
I see. By the way, I got to say that this one isn't a question. It's just a comment from a Farker, and I think it's actually from last time you were on the show. Feel free to thank Drew for getting me laid. I found two women on Fark who I now know biblically. Thanks, Drew.
Hey, now you can't beat that kind of testimonial.
Fark.com got me laid.
Is it the classifieds or is it the
There's a dating
parties
section? No, there's a dating section.
Really?
Yeah.
FARC personals.
You should charge more for that, Drew, apparently.
Well, and something else scary, too, is we do these FARC parties all across the country, and one of the more uncanny things about FARC is that all the women that show up at these things are just smoking.
Really?
You know, it is unbelievable. Like, you never in a million years think that gals that would show up off of an internet site would be hot, but it is just, it is ridiculous.
I'm going to remember that in case there's one coming up here to Tampa.
Well, there was a Tampa FARC party a couple of months ago, and I was in Tampa that night, and I didn't know about the party after I got home. So I was like, and that was the day after we had Drew on the show the first time.
Get out of here. So you could have used that.
I was there, you can tell. Hey, not to worry, though. I got an uncle that lives in St. Pete, though, so we'll be out there again soon.
You could have said, hey, I'm Torgo from Free Talk Live.
Right. You would have been like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I was drunk.
Almost everybody has a grandparent, actually, that lives in St. Pete.
Yeah, I think so. In fact, I think everybody does.
Pretty much.
The entire United States, I think.
Torgo, did you have some more from the comments thread at FARC.com?
There were a couple, but unfortunately I scrolled up and lost where I was.
That's one of the coolest parts about FARC.com, I got to say. I got to say, it's probably my favorite part. I love finding a really interesting news story and then clicking on the comments section, and there's usually hundreds or dozens, if at the very least dozens, if not hundreds, of people who have gone in there to leave their personal thoughts on, and usually it's just totally asinine what it is they're saying, but it's always fun to read them. And then, of course, there's the Photoshops, which are really something special.
So, okay.
Level of comedy is ridiculously high.
Go ahead, Manwich. Drew, are you, speaking of Jessica Simpson, are you going to see this newest Dukes of Hazzard film that's coming out?
No, I'm going to avoid it like the plague.
Really? Okay.
You know, it opened today.
Unfortunately, and take this with a grain of salt, or rather the relativity with which it's offered, but essentially, I think the original series was better. And that is the most damning comment I could possibly give to that.
you're pretty close to Hazzard County, so you're an expert, right?
Yeah, it's about an hour away. I've been there.
Oh, there really is a place called Hazzard County. I didn't know this. Is that Kentucky as well?
God, get out.
No, I don't get out, and I've certainly never gotten out to Kentucky.
Wow, you probably wouldn't even know the Dukes of Hazzard theme song if you heard it, would you?
Does it have a banjo in it?
I don't know. It has Waylon Jennings.
Just a good old boys.
Yeah.
Wouldn't change if they could.
Thank you so much for being here on Free Talk Live, as always. And I know you probably got your family to get back to. I know you're wasted and you want to enjoy your Friday night.
Good family,
at least
beer.
Another beer anyway. So.
There you go. Hey, thank you as always for being here, and I'm sure we'll have you on again, man.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Drew Curtis from FARC.com.
Making his way the only way he knows how.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hothouse. The hothouse produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Hickory Dickory Dock. Oh, you think I'm into children's nursery rhymes? Nope, I'm just telling you where the action is in a Louisiana small town. I'll address this mystery and more when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
Hickory Dickory Dock. In Harahan, Louisiana, the mouse skipped the clock and ran across the intersection of Hickory and Dickory Avenues with Dock Street. Yes, State Farm Insurance discovered this real-life intersection, along with some others you'll remember, without a trip down memory lane, like
Hohenhum Roads in Carefree, Arizona, Grin and Barrett Streets in Westchester, Ohio, and Antonio and Banderas in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Those are almost as good as my favorite imaginary corner, where Easy Street meets Fast Lane. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition of the show. And as always, you can call in and talk about anything. Whatever it is, maybe it's a political issue, maybe a personal problem, something you want to get off your chest, we are here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You will find that we've got live streaming there. We've got the broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, so go and check it out. It's all totally free, of course, freetalklive.com. So we just wrapped up with Drew Curtis from FARC.com. Always good having him on the show. Always has something interesting to say, even though he's a little bit tipsy, which we don't mind. Doesn't bother us in the least. So we're going to move on with our normal show content here, which, of course, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We got emails to get to tonight. Your calls are, of course, primary at 1-800-259-9231. And there's plenty of prep, including this story from Raleigh, North Carolina. I think I probably pulled this from FARC. Imagine going to jail for showing playful affection towards your baby. Now cleared, Charbel and Teresa Hamity say that's exactly what happened to them. Police charged the Hamitys last August with child abuse, accusing Charbel Hamity of sexual assault on the couple's newborn son. The charges were eventually dropped, but the legal nightmare lasted until last week. Speaking for the first time publicly about the accusations, the family says it's frustrated by the legal system, but thankful to be reunited. Back home again, the 16-month-old Christoph Hamity has no clue that his parents temporarily lost him and their freedom over what they considered innocent, loving photographs. Charbel said, "I know and believe it was a nightmare." Of course, last August, he was jailed on felony sex offenses for family photos that he casually dropped off to be developed at a North Raleigh Eckerd. In a batch of impromptu party pictures, a few showed a naked Christoph, then an infant, being kissed by his half-sister, Victoria, and proud father Charbel. Teresa says, "You see the back of the baby, and as though someone is kissing the baby's belly button." That's what the photograph was of.
I see. Someone
kissing the baby's belly button.
Hmm.
But from the backside.
Right.
Instead, police saw the worst and arrested Teresa Hamity for taking sexually explicit photos. At court appearances, dozens of Hamity supporters showed up to argue that the police overreacted. Gee, you think?
God. No.
It is just amazing to me how often this happens in this country. People take pictures of their kids, what they consider to be innocent photographs. I mean, we report on this, I would say, once every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah,
on Free Talk Live.
If not more frequently.
And it's always some busybody photo developer at the Eckerds or the Walgreens or wherever it is, the one-hour shop that gets it into his head, the idea that something bad's going on in this photo, so he better rat out his clients. What a great idea. That's going to bring them back to your store to develop more pictures in the future. You ratted them out to the cops. Spent a few months in jail as a result of it.
Well, the photo clerk, first of all, doesn't care whether or not that person comes back because the photo clerk has no vested interest in seeing the company do
hourly. Hourly, yeah.
Now, also at the same time...
Well, sure you do. If you want to keep your job, you have a vested interest. If you don't care about your job, then, yeah, you don't.
When you work for $7 an hour in a one-hour photo place, you usually don't care about your job. Now, also at the same time, at these one-hour photo places,
one of their big things in their training is if you see anything that could even remotely look sexual, you have to report it.
Really?
You have to report it. Otherwise, you know, and they make it a huge deal. Like, that person was afraid they'd get fired.
Why do you know this? Were you a one-hour photo clerk guy?
No, I have friends who have done it, though.
You couldn't fit into a one-hour photo clerk thing.
Seriously, that's what they do? Because you think the clerk...
They threaten people, yeah.
You think the clerk was thinking it was like a secret shopper and they were testing him to see if he'd report it or something?
It's possible.
I've certainly never heard of that happening, but I suppose it is possible. Over time, family, friends, and strangers from the United States, Canada, and Charbel Hamidi's home country of Lebanon raised $140,000 in legal and living expenses.
Hold on, Ian. I'm just thinking, what mystery shopper organization would send their secret shopper to a store armed with child pornography?
What do they want to find out?
That's not what I was suggesting. I mean, this wasn't child pornography either. I was suggesting they would have a suggestive photograph, some, you know, a picture of your infant naked, which seems to set off some of these clerks. Just a naked picture of a three-year-old in a bathtub will make them call in.
That's true.
So just to see if they would do something about it. Charbel says, it makes me feel that's why I have to be strong for, to show everybody what the truth is. Teresa, not really a... That's kind of a disjointed sentence. Teresa Hamidi was released on bond, but waited for months to reunite with her children. Charbel sat in jail for 6 months.
6 months?
Before the district attorney dropped the charges, after an expert's report showed there was no criminal intent. They had to bring in an expert on what? Child nude?
Naked baby
pictures? He came in, looked at this picture 6 months, and he decided this had no criminal intent. That guy had to sit in jail for that entire time. We paid for it, too.
Yeah.
We paid for every single day that this...
Every meal he ate.
...alleged sicko was sitting in jail.
And that valuable real estate that he's taken up, too.
Yeah, there could actually have been somebody who really was dangerous to children sitting in that sitting in that jail cell. Or maybe a murderer or somebody like that. So Teresa says, I think this was one of those times when they got the wrong people. Well, no S. They were too quick to judge when they took one look at my husband. Who doesn't look, I mean, he looks maybe a little Indian. He's apparently Lebanese, I guess.
Right.
Both police and the district attorney's office contend they reacted appropriately. Of course! The police are never guilty of doing anything wrong. Oh, there's no problem. We did the right thing here.
Of course.
I wish there were more quotes from the cops because they don't really have them in this article. I'd love to hear how they justify this. What were they thinking? I can imagine what they were thinking, but why? What is wrong with you people? I talk about getting your mind out of the gutter. So horrible. These people weren't thinking anything sexual when they took that photograph.
Nope.
I mean, if they were, they certainly would not have dropped it off at Eckerd to have it developed. You know, they would have taken it to the adult fun shop or something like that. You know, where privacy is guaranteed, etc. In hindsight,
they would have had a computer, internet, not an internet,
digital camera.
Right. And
they would have had an internet.
All them computer things are the same to me.
All they need to do was take their internets and they get their picture done with it.
Now they realize
kick your butt during the break.
Yeah.
The parents realize the photos could be misinterpreted at first glance. Yeah, by someone who's a sicko, someone who's got their mind in the gutter all the time.
Now can you imagine someone taking one of those ink blot tests? Like, what do you see here?
Right.
That's someone having sex with a baby. Well, what about this one? Oh, well, that's a baby.
Right.
Having sex.
Yeah. Now they say they're just happy all of their legal troubles are behind them. And Charbel says now about taking photographs, he's a little bit paranoid. He says, I hate cameras. I don't like taking pictures. It's probably a good idea. At least move away from the world of film, because it's just getting people in trouble at this point. And really, if you're a child pornographer, you know, if you're somebody who really is taking sick pictures of new babies and etc., you've probably figured out by now not to use film. Don't you think?
You know,
because don't you find that the criminals have a tendency to, well, research the laws they're breaking and
a little bit,
know about the loopholes and know about all the different things that they could be prosecuted with? I mean, if they paid any, even just the smallest amount of attention to the news, they would know that they'd be risking their livelihood by taking their film, by even using film these days. Not that I'm trying to give you suggestions or anything. 800-259-9231. Just so sad. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231, and especially if you want to defend the cops in this case. Can anyone besides the cops defend themselves, defend cops? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll let you know. Via email. Come straight to your email box. Freetalklive.com. Sign up. Hey, we've got more stuff on the way here, but we got your calls, which are the number one most important thing here on Free Talk Live. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I just need to talk about Tony Blair and what he's doing over there in Britain right now.
What is he doing over there in Britain right now?
He has decided that they are going to start deporting anyone who has hate speech or anything against Britain that would be supporting a terror.
Mm.
Pretty much cutting down on free speech over there.
Do they have free speech in Britain? I mean, do they have a Bill of Rights there?
I'm fairly sure they have humanitarian rights or something. There's some sort of international humanitarian rights act, isn't there?
And I don't know.
I don't know. It seems completely counterproductive. All they're doing is isolating the terrorists who are being terrorists for that reason, because we're invading on everything on them, and all they're doing is fueling the fire.
Yeah,
and it's driving me crazy.
So he's going to literally eject people from his country. He's going to deport them. Is he only going to deport immigrants, or is he going to deport any old Britain?
Well, right now, I think what they were saying is that right now it's just immigrants, but he wants to get naturalized citizens out too.
That wow. is freaky. Yeah. Where do you go? What do you? What would you do? I mean, seriously, if you're, you know, if your country picked you up, where are they going to take them to? Guantanamo Bay? Where do you take? Where do you do? What do you do? Take them over to France or something?
Yeah, I don't
well,
know.
If they're immigrants or naturalized, then they would go back to their country of origin.
What if they're naturalized? What if they were born and raised?
I don't think
Great
naturalized
Britain?
Means born and raised. I think that means somebody who has become a citizen.
Oh. Mm. Well, I'm not too good with all those words. And Conrad, interesting. When did this start happening?
I don't know. I was listening to NPR. I'm working right now, and I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about it, and it was making me crazy. I had to call you guys.
Wow. Thanks for cluing us in on that, man. We appreciate it.
Where are you working on a Friday night, Conrad?
I work at Cashwise. I deliver groceries.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I do online delivery. It's actually really nice. I spend most of my time sitting at home.
Really? Now, why is that?
Because I get my orders done real quick, and they give me a van, and I'm on the clock.
Oh, so you don't get paid by the order, then you get paid by the hour.
Right.
Got it.
And so then orders just come into you, and if you don't have any,
no,
that
they're back at the office. I just go sit home because home is better than.
Do you even have? Do you even have to do the pulling from the shelves, or do they already have it ready for you when you go pick it up?
No, that's a whole separate people. They shop it in the store, and I just pick up the orders and deliver them to people.
Are they mostly old people?
You would think so, but not really. I even get mine delivered. Lots of college students. I mean, pretty much everyone.
I think it's a cool idea. I wish they did it around here. I don't think that's really a service that's offered here in the Tampa Bay area.
I think it'd be a little hard if, you know, somewhere congested like that, you know, to get a bunch of delivery vans out. I mean, down in Florida, isn't it a lot more congested? Well,
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess so. You're in North Dakota. It must be a little bit loose there. So, is there a surcharge? Is there like a percentage surcharge or something?
Yeah, no, it's like $5. If your order's over $50, it's $5.
That is so well worth it, because think about it. Think about all the time you'd spend. I mean, if you're spending over $50 at a grocery store, you're going up and down the aisles. You're looking for the products, probably stuff you can't find. You have to hunt around for, ask for some help. I mean, if your time is worth, if you feel like I do, that is your time's worth at least $20 an hour. I mean, $5 for a grocery store trip to save you a trip. That's awesome.
I like going to the grocery store, though.
So do I. I really do. I enjoy it. But I'm just saying.
I wish they had a service like that so I wouldn't have to go to the grocery store, which I enjoy doing. You know what? I want to make my life miserable. I want to cut out all the things I like so I just sit in this house all day.
Thanks for the call, Conrad. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Torgo, where are we going next?
We're going to the movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to go out to the movies.
Good. Great.
There is a film that actually has received some release already. It's been at film festivals, and it's in a limited release starting today
and
going farther nationwide next week, which was put together by Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller and Paul Provenza, who is a stand-up comedian who's been around for years and years and years, called The Aristocrats.
Hmm.
And what this movie is it's
about some cats and...
No, not that's The Aristocats.
Oh, okay.
That's a completely different movie. That's the movie where Mr. Haney does the voice of one of the dogs, and that's awesome.
Okay.
But The Aristocrats, here's what this movie is. There's a joke that has for years been an in-joke among comedians.
Okay.
That's an old, old vaudeville joke. And the joke is very, very simple. It's a very simple setup. A family comes into a talent agent's office and says, we've got a show for you. We've got an act for you. You've got to put us on stage. And the end of the joke is always the same.
Okay. The punchline, you mean?
Yeah, the punchline. Same punchline. Same setup, same punchline.
Got it.
It's the middle of the joke that's completely up to the person telling it.
Okay.
Where they're describing what the act is that this family has to show the talent agent.
Got it.
And over time, it has just gotten worse and worse and more filthy and awful and disgusting and obscene and foul and just take the worst possible things that you could imagine ever trying to just come up with a situation that a family could do together on stage.
Okay.
And then make that really bad.
Got it.
And that's what you got from most of the people who tell this joke.
Hmm.
And here's what the film is, taking this joke that's always been the in-joke among comedians, having it told by 100 different comedians and putting it together, analyzing it, and just getting all these different versions of the joke.
So it's pretty funny, then.
From what I've heard, it's amusing, but some people are having a little bit of an issue with it.
We'll find out what that is.
Yeah.
Coming up. 1-800-259-9231 and what they're doing about their issue. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition of the show, and we're here till 10 o'clock, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the bulletin board system with hundreds of users. I think we're 2 users away now from 700. And, of course, registration is completely free. Like everything at freetalklive.com. It's all in the house. And thousands of posts, over 32,000 posts for you to surf around through. So go enjoy freetalklive.com's BBS. We're talking about The Aristocrats. It's a brand new movie coming out next week, I think. It's in limited release, which usually means New York and Los Angeles.
Right.
And then next week it's supposed to be in a wider release. But there's some controversy here, Torgo. What's going on?
Well, AMC Theaters, which will become the country's second largest theater chain after its merger with Loews Cineplex, has decided not to exhibit The Aristocrats, which, as we said, is a movie about a particularly blue joke.
Right, it's 100 different comedians telling similar jokes, a kind of a classic comedian joke.
Right, the exact same joke in their own style.
Right.
Yep. According to the movie's distributor, Think Film, the Kansas City-based AMC originally agreed to play the film in 2 markets, Atlanta and Chicago, but later backed out of its obligations.
Mm.
AMC countered that though the two companies engaged in early conversations, AMC never reached an agreement with Think Film. That's so AMC's
story.
If they
don't want to make money on it, then that's their prerogative, right? I mean, it's their business.
Well, if they signed a contract, if the signature's on the contract.
They didn't, though.
Who says?
Okay. Well,
I mean, one side says that they have an agreement. The other side says they don't. An agreement, to me, means something on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Anything before that? Conjecture.
Understood.
Okay. Well, see, here's the let's see. Who is this guy? She's the spokeswoman for AMC. She says, we're trying to program more specialty films in our theaters, but we're very selective. We've made a business decision and evaluated all the factors, and we'll stick with that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Closely held AMC seems to be the only major theater chain offered the picture that has given it a thumbs down. According to Think Film, the Aristocrats will open in New York at a Lowe's Theater in Times Square, as well as the Mann Theater in Santa Monica and Pacific Theater Screen in L.A. Let's see. When it expands August 12th to additional markets, Regal Cinemas, which is the largest theater chain in the country, and other companies are also on board to play it. So as it stands right now, AMC is the only theater chain in the country that has refused to play this movie. Now, they have in the past played unrated films. They haven't had a problem with that.
This is an unrated film.
This is an unrated film.
It's very vulgar.
Yep, and I just want to say...
Just the language, though. There's no sex being had on stage.
No violence.
No, nobody's getting decapitated.
Just language.
Now, the thing that I have, my issue with this here is, I'm actually very, very, very happy that AMC has decided not to show this film in any of their theaters.
But why?
Because that gives me, as a consumer, because as a privately held company, they are fully entitled to censor whatever they want.
Certainly.
And not show a film because, you know, it doesn't coincide with our strong Christian morals or whatever it may happen to be. Yeah. But now that I know that they want to censor this film, I know that I never have to give them another dollar of my money again. I'm very happy that I understand that this is their business practices because now I know that I will never support them in any way.
Never set foot inside one of their theaters, even if you have a free pass.
Exactly. I was going to go to Orlando and there's a Lowe's theater there. They're getting bought by AMC. Not going now.
Awesome. And if you feel the same way, maybe you should stay away. If you don't like, it's not really censorship. It's a business decision. And if you don't agree with it, stop giving them your business. We like that kind of stuff here on Free Talk Live. It's called a boycott. More coming up. Hour 2 on the way. Take control of the show.